Welcome to the Analytics Advantage podcast, brought to you by Oracle Analytics Cloud. Analytics reinvented. My name is Dan Smucker. Welcome to the Analytics Advantage podcast. In today's episode, we're discussing a variety of topics around analytics, including the impact analytics is having within colleges and universities and in business. Before I introduce our guest, I want to introduce my co-host, Michael Singer, Director of Product Marketing for Oracle Analytics. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Dan. So today we have Kyle Hofer-Mora as our guest. Now, Kyle is the Director of Business Analytics Graduate Programs at California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo. He's in their Orfala College of Business, and he joined Cal Poly, as we call it, in 2016. So prior to making the shift to academia, Kyle started the business analytics group at Insight Financial Services, which is an equipment finance company in Orange County. So Kyle does also have a really extensive background in areas such as revenue management and the hospitality sector. Kyle, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Michael and Dan. It's great to be a part of the analytics podcast.
Great. So Kyle, you know, you work with analytics, you work with quantitative functions, which are primarily left-brained activities, right? But I understand you like to practice your right brain a bit. Tell us a little bit about how you do that.
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, my hobbies here on the Central Coast are probably a bit cliche in terms of hiking, camping, and wine tasting, cooking, and traveling. But I have viewed those as right brain outlets for creativity, in contrast to my work, which was always in quantitative finance or analytics.
That's great.
So let's start off a little bit about the program that you're running at Cal Poly. Orfala College of Business has a renowned graduate program, especially when it comes to its partnership here with Oracle. Talk a little bit about how this works and how you set that up.
Sure. So I oversee two graduate level business analytics programs here at Cal Poly. One being our professional certificate in analytics and the other being our Master's of Science in Business Analytics. Now, the certificate program is a part-time program that was launched in 2015 as sort of a precursor to the full master's program, and it was an opportunity to, you know, test out some of the classes and curriculum before we moved ahead with our master's program. And so Our former associate dean of graduate program, Sanjeev Jagia, was actually pretty instrumental in launching the idea of these two analytics programs. And in doing that, he tapped quite a few members of the, you know, corporate community in the analytics space to form an advisory board that we utilized to, you know, really think about what made sense in the marketplace, how our degrees should be positioned, what should our students really need to know.
That sounds great, Kyle. So, and now talk about how this is there's a connection between Orfala and Oracle. Where does that come in?
Yeah, sure. So we've had a member from Oracle on our business analytics advisory board since before we started the program. And through that, we've just had a connection with Oracle sponsoring analytics projects, which are a key feature of our curriculum, and then also just partnering with us as well on some software and different tools that our students get to use from within the Oracle product base. So it's been great.
Oh, that's great. Just to follow up with that, a lot of educational institutions struggle, you know, to keep up with industry. So it's great that you're connecting with Oracle, but how do you make sure students have relevant experience? You know, how does your program do that?
Yeah, I definitely think that the analytics advisory board is key in informing that. You know, one might think that educational institutions are at the forefront of many developments, and I think in many fields of research they are, but analytics was, you know, developing exponentially in the private sector as a more applied field. And I think universities were sort of late to treat it as a field. So even though it was building off of, you know, long-established areas of study that we think we do well, whether that's statistics, computer science, econometrics, so on, the value in analytics is really bringing all of those pieces together. And that was something that was occurring in industry. You know, universities lagged a little bit. So one of the ideas that came out of our advisory board discussions were what we call our collaborative industry projects. And so these are real-world projects where companies sponsor a project to, you know, provide their real data and a business challenge that they're trying to address, and we turn the students loose on that to create solutions. And I think that really does create this sort of relevant real-world experience. You know, it's not some sanitized data set from a textbook. It's the real-life messy data with business nuances around every value, and so it's a great opportunity for our students to kind of get their hands dirty with that.
Yeah, sounds like a great opportunity.
So with Cal Poly, and they have that sort of learn by doing philosophy, can you walk us through one of these sponsored hands-on business challenges that a student or the students would have worked on? What's it look like, and how does it function?
Sure. I mean, we really set it up like an analytics consulting project. So the companies are involved all along the way. You know, we try not to make that too much of a burden on the companies themselves, but it really is an opportunity for our students to also develop the interpersonal and consultant-like skills. But essentially, our faculty advisors assign students to a team, and then we assign multiple teams to a project, and that, you know, it allows for a healthy competition amongst the teams. You know, it kind of motivates the students to get creative and think outside the box. And it also gives the sponsoring company, you know, multiple views on, into the same data.
That sounds great. This real world experience is great. Your students are going to be the future employees for some of these companies and for some of the leading companies out there. So can you give us an idea of some of the kind of jobs they're being prepared for? What are they pursuing? You know, what are some of the roles that they're looking for?
Yeah, are we looking at like a data scientist or a data engineer or business analyst? What's that look like?
Sure, good question. And we get this question a lot also from prospective students just wanting to understand, you know, the outcomes of the program. And, you know, like any good answer, it depends. There is a range within the field of analytics, I think, from more technical roles such as a data science or data engineer to more of a business analyst or analytics consultant on the end that's probably closer to the business. And I think sometimes that depends on the particular student's undergraduate background coming into the program and then, you know, their interests that get developed, you know, during the program. And so I think one of the great things about the analytics skill set in a program like ours is, you know, they're a wide variety of applications of analytics across every industry, and so students can find an industry that they're passionate about or a functional domain that they have interest in as well. So, you know, something like marketing analytics or people analytics and be closer to the functional area that they are most interested in, regardless of how technical or less technical that role might be.
Is there a trend in which direction they're going in, or you see more students going into data scientists or more on the business side?
You know, it's pretty evenly split. I haven't noticed a trend skewing one way or another. And I think that also has to do with the needs of the marketplace. You know, it's amazing for all of the development that goes on with, you know, advanced deep learning and machine learning and AI, that there are still a fair number of key strategic decisions that are taken off of a spreadsheet, right? And so I think that's where the bringing the more analytical approaches closer to the business side allows for a lot of opportunity there. And yet the people that want to go and push the boundaries on the technical end are obviously in high demand as well.
So you did mention artificial intelligence and machine learning. So the question is, do students have a real hands-on experience with that? Are they creating models or applying those techniques to the data analysis within your program?
So So there are a range of models that our students use, from, you know, regression algorithms to classification or clustering algorithms and other techniques that come up pretty frequently in the projects. I would say that most of our students don't deploy, you know, deep learning methods, NLP or AI. Some do, but, you know, and we're a one-year program, and there's only so much ground we can cover. And I think the emphasis in a business analytics program is the application, interpretation, and decision-making of these models, which might differ from, a master's in data science or computer science, for example.
Kyle, talk a little bit about the student makeup at Cal Poly with Orfila. Who's jumping into this type of a program, and what's their motivation? What are you hearing from the students?
Sure, and I may have alluded to it before in terms of students' backgrounds affecting their job interest. And I think that's one of the great things about our program is the diversity of undergraduate background of the students themselves. I mean, I've literally had everything from a nuclear engineer to a wine business major in the program. Everything from an astrophysicist to a yoga instructor. So it really is interesting to see how different individuals kind of get turned on to data and what can be done with it. I also think that speaks to the way in which data is becoming, you know, currency in a wide variety of industries. But for the most part, students coming into the program are coming from fields such as finance, statistics, applied math, info systems, economics, and so on.
So Kyle, that's interesting. So, you know, can you tell us, I know we talked a lot about the student side, and can you tell us a little bit about how they're working with these challenges with business? You know, talk about how, if there's any kind of aha moments.
Sure. And our industry projects have, you know, taken on a wide spectrum in terms of what they tackle, both in terms of industry and the nature of the, use case itself. So, you know, as mentioned, we have a great relationship with Oracle, and we've been fortunate enough to partner with them on a project each of the last three academic years, sometimes in finance, sometimes in marketing. We've looked at optimization of cell tower maintenance. We've looked at marketing mix modeling for an e-commerce fashion retailer. And test ordering patterns in emergency rooms to reduce wait time. So the great thing about the analytics skill set and our program is that students get exposed to quite a variety of different data challenges to tackle. And I think in terms of an aha moment, it came up in our cell tower maintenance project, and the company was looking at ways to optimize preventative maintenance to reduce downtime and cost and labor expense, etc. And one of the teams on the project really looked into the effect of weather and how it affected the heating and cooling of the cell tower. And you know, that might seem obvious on the surface, but it really was something that the company had not yet incorporated into their model. And our students, you know, looked at things that were not just, you know, about temperature, but, you know, level of dust in the air in agricultural areas or levels of salt near the coast that, you know, rust certain parts that lead to downtime. So it really was a more, just a view into what might be possible. Ultimately, I think, you know, our students kind of scratched the surface and put this out there as something, but it was something that the company definitely felt that they could take and further explore and use some of the models that they created. And I think that's an example of something that comes from these projects.
That's a huge benefit for the business. That's interesting.
Speaking of benefits for businesses, the university itself is a business. And so we're going to shift a little bit from, you know, teaching data analytics to actually using data analytics. Cal Poly is kind of remote in some ways. Do you guys also use data analytics when you're applying this to your own best practices, either within your marketing strategies or operations, anything like that?
I guess the short answer is I would say we're trying. educational institutions are woefully bureaucratic, and I think ours is no different. I think in our marketing efforts, there definitely is a great deal of analytics that goes into that. So that is one way that we do utilize the skill set. Also, recently, the university launched a data science task force, and it's meant to bring together faculty members across the various colleges on campus, so everything from engineering, science and math, liberal arts, business, agriculture, et cetera. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out. But to have, you know, sort of a more comprehensive view of not just the curricular offerings in analytics and data science space, but, you know, who has what expertise on campus and, you know, what skills might we be able to leverage even just in research undertaking or in further curricular development. So this is kind of a new initiative, just got started a few months ago, but I think it's been a great way to sort of tap expertise across the Cal Poly community.
Oh, that's interesting. Speaking of the Cal Poly community, how are businesses seeing the value of Cal Poly analytics program?
Yeah, we've received a lot of really positive feedback from employers and from our alumni. You know, our program is still fairly new, but it's been rewarding to see graduates from our first cohort, you know, already be promoted and advancing in their careers. And one thing that we started doing is hosting an annual analytics forum, and it brings together the business community, our alumni, current students, project sponsors, prospective students, and it's really just an opportunity to have this broader ecosystem around our program, you know, interact with each other and talk about what is really going on in this dynamic and rapidly changing field. And so it's you know, we receive really positive feedback from our alumni that say, you know what, this class really prepared me for what I'm doing now. Sometimes it works in the reverse too. It's like, hey, that didn't pan out, but I think it's important for us to get that feedback nonetheless. And then I guess I would also just mention in terms of our broader relationships with some of our project sponsors, you know, of the companies that have sponsored projects over the past 3 years, 75% of them have hired at least one student from our program. And so I think that's a pretty strong testament to the value they witness during the projects and how our program overall is perceived.
It sounds like a lot of value for businesses. Can you go into some of the other challenges that the students are working on with businesses?
Yes, I think we do try to have a diversity of projects in order to illustrate the fact that analytics can be applied to many different industries and many different businesses' decisions. So we've worked for an online subscription-based fashion retailer who was asking our students to model essentially kind of two different data sets, one being, you know, marketing efforts and spend across different channels, and another being, you know, response data as it related to customer acquisition, and really looking from a marketing perspective how best to develop a multi-channel marketing mix model that, you know, maximizes customer acquisition. So that's one example from a e-commerce sort of consumer-facing company. I mentioned a hospital system that we worked with that gave our students, I can't even tell you how much data, across 30 different emergency rooms within their network to analyze the ordering patterns for radiology studies within their ER. And you know, our students aren't medical professionals, but the goal was about, you know, what are these patterns within the data, and are certain facilities doing a better job at, you know, helping patients more quickly, you know, not ordering excessive tests and exposing them to more radiation than they need, you know, and therefore incurring more costs because you're ordering more tests, yet at the same time, counterbalancing that with, you know what, maybe that test is really needed and you don't want to take a chance on not diagnosing something properly either. And so it really was a rich and complex data set for our students to work in. And I think that the company or the hospital system in that case really had you know, received opportunities from our students to look at best practices from particular facilities and then bring that out across their network.
So, sounds like an amazing experience for the students and great value for the business. That's interesting.
Kyle, you recently attended a conference in Washington, D.C., where the topic of discussion was graduate programs and comparing and contrasting each other's works. Talk a little bit about the trends in analytics. Where does ORFLA rate amongst the best of the best? And what are some of the trends that you're seeing in working with other universities and colleges?
Sure. I think anyone in the higher education space will tell you that there is a huge push toward adopting analytics programs both at the graduate level and undergraduate level. And, you know, even if, when Cal Poly launched its MSBA program, there were just a few analytics master's programs in the country, and now there are more than 250. So I think that tells you that the higher education market is trying to respond to the employer market, where, you know, employers are telling us that people need, we need people with these skills.
So in having, you know, run this program for a couple of years now, you're really connected to the businesses and you're obviously on top of the latest in the analytics trends. In your opinion, Kyle, what's the future of analytics look like to you?
Big question.
Take your time.
Yeah,
take your time.
I'm not quite a fortune teller, but I think you know, we'll see the continuation of some of what we're seeing now. Huge advances being made in AI, deep learning, language processing, image and voice recognition, and so there will be continual developments to try and push the boundaries of what's possible. I think that also comes with a question about what's ethical. And so that is going to undoubtedly be a part of the future. But as mentioned, you know, there's still a large number of big decisions that get made from a simple spreadsheet. And I think there are companies that are trying to incorporate a culture of analytics that still quite haven't embraced it. And so there's still going to be an opportunity to translate complex data analysis into digestible, you know, and an experiential journey during that decision-making process. And whether that is, you know, visualization or just ways to sort of reduce the complexity, that's going to be a pretty hot frontier as well.
Well, speaking of the future, we here at the Analytics Advantage podcast, we'd like to end the show with a little game called the Fast Forward Prediction Game, where I state a prediction and you tell me green light, agree, or red light, disagree. How's that sound, Kyle?
Okay, sure. Yeah, sounds fun.
Okay. All right. Well, we either do 10 or 5 years, but 10 years from now, most companies won't need data analysts, data scientists, or business analysts because of machine learning and automation.
Red light, definitely.
Big red light, right?
Yeah.
All right, question two.
That was easy.
All right, that was easy, actually. In 5 years, Kyle, analytics will be incorporated into most every major university or college's curriculum by way of a certificate or degree.
I would say greenish-yellow light. I would say green light, it needs to be. Yellow light, maybe we won't pull it off.
So, next question. In 10 years, robots will replace graduate professors and students will, you know, get their degrees within a year.
Sure. No. Yeah. Big red light. Although, you know, maybe there's some vacation time there. Then.
Okay. There you
yeah.
go.
So, Kyle, I understand you like to cook, right? So, like you mentioned before. So, 5 years from now, you will have designed a way to use analytics embedded with machine learning to not only create fun and interesting recipes, but to also help you cook them as well. What do you think?
Ooh, wow. That, you know, that that would definitely be nice, although I think that might take the creative, you know, right brain fun out of it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Okay, great. We've been speaking with Kyle Hofer-Mora, Director of Business Analytics Graduate Programs at the Cal Poly State University. Thank you so much for joining our podcast today, Kyle.
It's really been a pleasure speaking with you guys, so thanks for having me.
And for more information, please reach out to us at oracle.com/analytics.